quick wrap up from where we sit right now, kind of mid-position again. I think as I highlighted, this is a unique unit because we've kind of crammed a lot of religions together all at once. As far as the journals go, I think everything looks fine there. And I opened that up quite a bit as far as letting you have some leeway into which of these traditions you want to research, whether it was Confucianism, Taoism, or moving on with Sikhism and Shintoism. And it's, again, kind of hard to capture all these at once. In the discussion board, I thought everything was fine. There were no problems, no concerns, but I wanted to add another level of thought to what's going on there. There's part of a difficulty in this course of talking about varieties of religious experience and considering these all as religions. For many of us, when we say religion, we are afraid because we're talking about like a faith, like, oh, I have to believe this now. And again, this has never been about conversion or indoctrination. It's about exposure. And when I take that approach, almost any of these traditions can follow a line of an ancient faith practice that's pretty common and shared across the globe in a lot of ways. And when that's the case, then they seem more like philosophy. I could just as well, in some ways, be talking about Aristotle and the good life as I could be talking about the Tao with Taoism, right? And then we're less confronted or afraid or convicted by whatever's being going on, what's going on here. And sometimes that's not good either, because it maybe denigrates a particular belief system or doesn't make it seem like it's worth looking at or considering. And it's one of the reasons I want to introduce actually what the title Varieties of Religious Experience means. It comes from a book by American pragmatist philosopher William James, and he did a lot in terms of philosophy, and the school of pragmatism did a lot for psychology. And you know, he was trying to honestly assess why religious experience was important. And so when we looked at Taoism and Confucianism, are these philosophies or religions? I think it gets to be hard, because I would certainly say they're philosophies. I would most certainly say that. I would also add that as religions, they might be state religions, or they might be something that has to do with religious rituals and festivals, and maybe establishing that pattern we talked about. So yes, they could be. But what William James was looking for were, when you talk about these as religious experiences and religious beliefs, you are looking at something that's a real option, something that's really there. It's not, you know, like a who cares what happens in this scenario. Like, no, you do care about what you're choosing to believe. You know, we certainly think that in Christianity for those who are Christian, but I want you to also process that there are people who are Taoist maybe who really think through, I want to either believe this or not. It's a what he would call a live option. And it's forced. At some point, you have to make a decision. Now, in these cases, right, I think this is where maybe this takes some of the pressure off any of you who don't believe in Eastern religion or philosophies. You're not forced to choose that, but you are forced to say, I don't believe that. So you're forced to say you do believe something else. It's live, and it's something you have to choose. And here's the part that is maybe more important for whatever religious experience is, or to talk about things being really religious, and that is, it should be kind of a momentous choice. It shouldn't be just a, well, I think today I've decided to opt to be a New Age cleric with a strength of 27, a dexterity of 3. You know, I mean, whatever, right? That's a little Dungeons and Dragons there for you. But what you should be processing is, this is really important. I would want to live in these ways and live in these fashions. And that's where we find, okay, that's how we respectfully look at these, as not weird just practices or just weird, that's what old dead people think, but they are live choices that are meaningful for some people to choose. doesn't mean it always makes sense to us. And even in the more recent stuff, so I have a couple of essays by contemporary practitioners of Confucianism and Taoism, and I'm not gonna mislead you here. They still sound pretty philosophical. They sound less religion-y than we would want to expect. But I want you to kind of process that, yeah, probably Taoism and Confucianism are very philosophical. And trying to figure out what makes them religions or religious, it might be nice to expand beyond what I have suggested, where it's a matter of just ritual and rites and passages of time or even property, which can be even more unseemly. And think about that for some people, these are live choices they've made that have been momentous for them. So just something to consider as we look at this week, a lot of focus on praying and the quiz. And I know a lot of you have done the praying discussion. I appreciate that. And there again, you find prayers sort of ubiquitous in all faith traditions. And we can talk more about that later. Thank you.